I'm Jameer, calling from ISP. It's important that we respect and we protect the red, black, and green flag. And what I mean by that is, it's a lot of times that we see a lot of these flags that have this bad connotation in a sense of energy on it. Let's say, for example, like the Confederate flag. If it didn't mean nothing bad then, it do now by the things that it has been attached to over the years. Excuse me. You know what I'm saying? So we got to make sure that we protect the red, black, and green flag because we know that they stand for something that's liberating, not just to black or to brown, but to mankind. So we have to make sure that we protect it from these certain images that can last for so long. You know what I'm saying? Using the flag to do this or using the flag for that. You have to keep your intentions pure when you're waving the flag. So we have to make sure we protect the red, black, and green flag. Because 30 years down the line, we don't want them to say, oh, this belongs to something that's radical. Even if they do already, we don't want to give them nothing. You know what I'm saying? We got to make sure we keep protecting that flag. And I appreciate everybody who out there standing up for justice and, you know, all the beautiful things that go with that. That's beautiful. Thank you.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.